If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free, no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Avi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Avi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty listeners, what's up? I'm your host, Avi Goldhawk, and I am so excited to talk about real estate investing today that I should just grab a soda and get even more energized than I am currently. It is insane. I'm so excited because the topic of today's discussion is self-directed IRAs. What does it mean? Why does it matter to your overall investment strategy and how we can benefit from it? Now, you will have a lot of questions from this show, believe me, because it's you may have heard of this. You may have heard your business partners engaging in a self-directed IRA custodian. You may have heard of folks investing in real estate through a self-directed IRA. And I guarantee it, the questions are going to be tremendous. So here's what I want you to do. If you have questions for me, get in touch. Go to thinkrealty.com, or you can just find me on Instagram and ask me your question one-on-one at Avi Goldhawk. My guest today is Edwin Kelly of Specialized IRA Services, and he is an expert in self-directed IRAs and what it means to get Uncle Sam out of the deal. When he and I were just kind of getting prepped up for the show, I thought to myself, how cool of a topic to talk about, getting Uncle Sam out of the deal and doing it in a way that makes sense. It's legal, obviously, but we have to make sure that we follow all of the rules and regulations set forth by the IRS to take advantage of this opportunity being called a self-directed IRA. There's a lot of things to talk about, and of course, we're speaking only about the IRA piece today. We won't really get into a whole lot of buying at the right numbers, so make sure that whatever you do, that due diligence and homework are always at the top of your mind for every single real estate deal. It's so, so, so important, and I can't stress it enough. I've seen so many folks investing in and through their IRAs, but even if you don't invest through your IRA, if you don't do the numbers, and if you don't do the homework, and if you don't have the right relationships and partnerships and mentors and people on your team, your deal will fail. So make sure that you give yourself the best chance of success by really understanding what real estate investing means to you, your investment personality, your overall exit strategies, and using these ninja tactics that we're going to learn today from Edwin and his team about self-directed IRAs that can help you kind of elevate your game just that much more and really potentially help you out on the taxes piece of it as well. So again, I have a lot of questions for Edwin. It's going to be a great conversation, and I want to bring him on a little bit earlier than I normally do. Edwin, are you with me?
I am.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming on the show. It's going to be a good time. I always have one question, or I do my best, rather, to ask one question to each of my guests before we get the show started. And you can give me as dramatic of a response as you want. It's no problem. I love drama. And that is, are you, Edwin, in a real estate of mind?
You know what? I'm absolutely in a real estate state of mind with a powerful yet simple twist.
What's the twist?
Well, that's what we're going to be talking about.
Awesome. Can't wait to talk about it. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
So my name is Edwin Kelly, and I am a CEO and one of the two founders of Specialized IRA Services. We are a self-directed IRA provider. And so what we enable people to do, we enable individuals, families, investors, and small businesses to get control over their retirement account and invest in anything that the government allows without restrictions. And so there's a lot of real estate transactions taking place, a lot of private money transactions taking place on real estate, and that's predominantly what we see driving the self-directed space today.
Interesting. And I know that I get asked a lot of questions about self-directed IRAs, but that's only because I'm in the real estate space, right? I invest every day. I run a multifamily fund. I love single family rentals. So for me, I get those questions. And, you know, the radio show also helps. But there are a lot of folks as well out there. They could be businessmen, businesswomen, entrepreneurs, startup geeks, kind of like me too. And they're kind of thinking to themselves, well, what – I mean, and I kind of know what an IRA is, but you can have one that you can direct yourself? What? So what – the first question that I have for you is, what is a self-directed IRA, and why should the ordinary kind of regular average Joe, Aunt Sally investor care about it?
Well, you know what? There's a couple reasons. It's a great question. And the first thing is, you know, what is an IRA? An IRA is a tax-protected vehicle. A former mentor of mine used to refer to it as a gift from God. And it's a tax-protected vehicle that allows us to save, invest, and grow without paying taxes as we go through time. Depending upon the type of account someone chooses, you may never have to pay taxes again, and I'm sure we can get into that. But the nice thing about a self-directed IRA and what makes it different from all other IRAs out there, and by the way, self-directed IRA is not a technical term. It's just kind of a term that people have used in this space. But a self-directed IRA means that the client, the IRA owner, is allowed to pick their own investments, and they're not limited only to stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. They're allowed to invest in anything allowed by the government. And so that's the power of the self-directed IRA, because you take the tax benefits, there's a lot of asset protection features that come with these accounts, and then you layer in the ability to choose and select your own investments, things that you know and understand, and what happens is people are able to just exponentially increase their wealth.
Interesting. And there's so much that I want to get into about this topic. As you know, there are so many nuances, so many little tips and tricks and things that we have to know that I'm sure you can lay out for us in pretty plain and simple English. I'm really excited about. So we're about to go to break in about a minute and a half. What really gets you jazzed about this space?
You know, what gets me excited about this space is that when I was years ago looking at starting a business, I wanted to do something that created a lot of value in people's lives. And when I started out my career, I started out in investments and retirement and all those things. And I worked with some of the wealthiest families in the country. I then was recruited and worked with large institutions. And, you know, that was very rewarding. But the interesting thing is that the only difference between working with individuals and large institutions is the number of zeros that follow.
That's right.
The numbers. And after about 5 years of doing that, I just wasn't getting any satisfaction out of it, because I saw, you know, regular everyday Americans struggling, you know, investing in things that just weren't working, strategies that they didn't understand, and wasn't ultimately getting to where they wanted to go. And so I felt compelled to do something about that. And that's when this whole journey began. I discovered the self-directing space. I saw the power of being able to layer in non-stock market investments into these accounts, you know, coupled with the incredible tax benefits, the asset protection features that most people aren't even aware of that just come with the account based on the rules and regs that have been written. And when implemented correctly, it is one of the most effective ways for someone starting at zero to create an incredible amount of wealth in their own lifetime, but also to to create a legacy, which I hear from many clients that they want to do, create a legacy for their kids and their grandkids.
Interesting. So a lot to talk about there. The asset protection features, the legacy creation for family. Man, I'm so excited to talk about it. So Think Realty listeners, here's what you got to do. Listen up. Go to thinkrealty.com/events. Make sure that you sign up for the next Think Realty Conference. It's going to be a lot of fun. Ask your questions to Edwin and his team. Go to specializediraservices.com. If you have a one-on-one question with me and want a video response back, head over to Instagram at Abhi Golhar. A lot more about self-directed IRAs when we come back. I see you touching that dial. Don't do it. Stop it.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Abhi Golhar after these messages.
If you're serious about maximizing your real estate ROI and want to increase the number of deals you complete, then you need to attend the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Dallas, February 24th and 25th. Buy, sell, network, and learn at this two-day event. We will have lenders, educators, and other resources all focused on elevating your real estate success. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Dallas, February 24th and 25th. Text on air to 797979 for more information or register now at thinkrealty.com.
Is your cash working hard for you? Savings accounts and most stocks, bonds, and mutual funds provide little to no real rates of return. How would you like your cash to earn a 15% annual rate of return fully secured by real estate? Our private lending program allows investors to safely invest in our real estate projects without any long-term commitments. Self-directed retirement accounts also qualify. For your free information packet, please visit PassiveRealEstateInvesting.com. That's PassiveRealEstateInvesting.com.
The key to success in any industry is having a network of skilled professionals who can help you do your job effectively. The American Association of Private Lenders believes that with better resources, you get better results. By visiting the American Association of Private Lenders website, you will find the resources to put more deals together, but better deals. Who doesn't want to improve their bottom line? To find a credible private lending professional, visit AAPLonline.com today.
Where are successful investors turning for the latest news, trends, and insights in real estate? Think Realty Magazine. Sign up for your investor-level membership at thinkrealty.com today to start receiving Think Realty Magazine delivered to your door and inbox every month. Boost your competitive advantage with news from the nation's leading investors, market updates, the hottest investment strategies, and more. Take the next step toward building more wealth. Sign up today at thinkrealty.com.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812. 1-800-711-6812.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Abhi Golhar.
Think Realty listeners, guess what? We're back. And you know that by the sound of my very soothing voice. My guest today is Edwin Kelly, owner of Specialized IRA Services, and we're having a conversation about self-directed IRAs. Before the break, we're talking a little bit about what a self-directed IRA is. And if you're just tuning in, I want you to hear that definition one more time. So, Edwin, could you take that from the top for me and reintroduce that topic of what exactly a self-directed IRA really is?
Yeah, so a self-directed IRA is a tax-protected vehicle that allows the IRA owner, right, you, to get control over your retirement account, select investments that you want, and not be limited to only stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and CDs. So you can invest in real estate, notes, mortgages, virtually anything that you can imagine.
Awesome. And there's a difference, I'm sure, between a regular IRA and then a self-directed IRA. What is that difference?
Yeah, so a regular IRA, or I'll refer to it sometimes as a plain vanilla IRA, is one that most people have. It's one that they have at the bank or the brokerage house. And when someone goes, it's interesting, when I have these conversations with prospective new clients, they'll say, well, I already have a self-directed IRA. And I'll say, well, what makes you say that? Because I know where they hold it. They tell me where it's at. And I'm like, and I know they don't self-direct. They said, well, you know, they say, when I call them and I ask them if I had a self-directed IRA, they said I had one already. And so what they mean by that, and this is why I refer to it as a plain vanilla IRA, is that they'll allow you to choose any investment. A bank or a brokerage will allow you to choose any investment on their platform. So stocks, bonds, mutual funds, CD. But if you said you wanted to buy an actual property in your retirement account, let's say, and rent it out, they'll tell you that you can't do that or you can't do that there. And so that's why I refer to that as a plain vanilla IRA. You get the same stuff that you get every place else. It's usually stock market based. So by contrast, a self-directed IRA simply just removes those restrictions. And so one of the ways that the rules were written back when the government introduced IRAs was the fact that firms that hold the retirement account are the ones who are allowed to set parameters on the investments that they hold. So it really comes back to the financial institution that you're dealing with. So that's the distinction. You know, plain vanilla IRAs are going to limit you to stock market typically based investments. And a self-directed IRA is going to remove those restraints, take the handcuffs off, and allow you, the client, to invest in anything that you elect, so long as it's allowed by the government.
Got it. So just kind of picking out names here. I mean, if I was to open an account, say, with my brokerage firm, right, whether it's Vanguard, it's TD Ameritrade, whatever, that's what you're referring to as a vanilla IRA, just like your normal IRA that anybody has that they can buy stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs with. But this is a different type of IRA that you're talking about. So that's interesting. What are the benefits then of a self-directed IRA? Because the next question that just kind of makes sense to me is that, right? It's like, hey, I have an IRA. Why should I even think about opening up a self-directed IRA? What are some of those benefits?
Well, you know, there's a few benefits. If you're talking about IRAs in general, one of the first benefits that people think about is that you get incredible tax advantages. Now, there's two types of tax advantages out there, and I won't, you know, we can get into more detail on that if you want. But the long story short, depending upon what type of an account you choose, you can get immediate tax deductions today. So even for last year, we're in a window of time now where someone could open an account, make a contribution, and lower the amount of taxes that they're going to give to the government. Right, for last year, so tax deduction, immediate tax deductions, right, is money right in your pocket. So that's an instant benefit that people get. You know, a second benefit is that what people don't realize, there's a lot of asset protection features on these accounts. And I want to make a general statement. You have to look at the type of account and whatnot. But as a general rule, once money is in those retirement accounts, those assets are asset protected. They're judgment proof. So if a person ever went through a personal bankruptcy or they had a business go bankrupt, the court cannot attach judgments to assets held inside that retirement account, which is pretty powerful. You know, and then another benefit is that as you're investing and growing your wealth for the future, the thing that people don't realize, they don't understand the punitive nature of taxation. And when people start to realize it is when they open up an account and they invest in that account and they see how quickly it grows. And the one reason why it grows that quickly, right, there's two parts to that, but one part of it is they're not paying taxes on any of the earnings, income, or capital gains. And so that is an incredibly powerful feature of an IRA. Now, the second part of that is where the benefit of the self-directed IRA comes in, because when you can take those tax protections and marry that with an investment strategy that works over time, one that you understand and that you have control over, that's where those exponential returns and dollars really start to add up.
So what I'm hearing is focusing, having a very focused effort on my investment strategy coupled with a self-directed IRA. And then, like you said, we can get into, say, the traditional IRA versus like the Roth IRA, which have different implications as well on taxes. But if I'm very focused in my investment strategy, I know what I'm doing, I'm buying right, this could be a very powerful tool to build wealth over time and then potentially pass it on to future generations.
Exactly.
Awesome. So so this, for say the person that's listening that has a business, that has a 401k, that has a savings account, maybe a CD or two, maybe a rental property. And hopefully as a result of the show, you'll start picking up more rental properties, for example. How come the majority of us just haven't heard about a self-directed IRA? It just sounds so amazing.
Yeah, well, you know, there's two reasons why I think that is. I think that the biggest reason is that Wall Street doesn't want you to know that you can take your money away from them and put it on Main Street. And so, you know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but what I will say is that the challenge with the way that the larger financial services industry is set up is that they make a lot of money on the investments that they sell inside of these accounts. And so oftentimes what happens is, first of all, they don't promote it, because if somebody chose to self-direct their retirement account, basically that financial firm or that financial advisor is going to take a pay cut if the client were to choose to self-direct. So that's a big part of it. It's just not something that they promote. And oftentimes, if a client says, you know, like I said earlier, they'll say, well, I want a self-directed IRA. And the financial institution will say, well, that's exactly what you have, right? But if the client doesn't understand the difference between what we refer to as, we have to say now, a truly self-directed IRA,
that's right.
And what they're talking about, meaning, yeah, you can pick a stock or a mutual fund, but you can't pick anything that's not on their platform, right? That's not what we mean by self-directed. Then they just don't know. And so truthfully, the reason why people haven't heard about it, it's a lack of awareness, which is what you're pointing out. And we as an industry just have to get better at promoting what this is and the opportunities that it presents to people.
I completely agree, especially for real estate investors, right? I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer for me. If I'm a real estate investor, I need to educate myself not only on the art of the deal, right, the art of the real estate deal, but also the art of protecting the assets, using tax-deferred vehicles, and creating and building the wealth. Otherwise, there's no point in making money if we're not going to be able to invest it and grow it for the long term. That's kind of the point. Think Realty listeners, you got to do a couple of things here, because the talk around self-directed IRAs can be complicated, but we're doing an awesome job of just simplifying it for you. Do these two things. Number one, go to specializediraservices.com. Give Edwin and his team a heads up about your next involvement in your self-directed IRA. Check them out, specializediraservices.com. If you have questions for me, go to thinkrealty.com or find me on Instagram at Abhi Golhar. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Abhi Golhar.
Think Realty listeners, I'm back. I'm your host, Abhi Golhar. My guest today is Edwin Kelly from SpecializedIRAServices.com. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about why folks haven't heard about self-directed IRAs, the benefits of self-directed IRAs, the differences between regular IRAs and self-directed IRAs, and what exactly is a self-directed IRA anyway? So if you're just joining in, the good news is one, these topics are critically important. So we're going to have the show on our website, thinkrealtyradio.com, in the next 24 hours. So make sure that you catch up on what you've missed so far. But I really, really encourage you right now to take out a pen, grab a piece of paper, and start taking notes, because this is something that, one, this is a strategy that not a lot of folks understand, and to follow that, understand how to use. Okay, out of the $4.6 trillion in IRAs right now, only 3% are self-directed. So Edmund was talking a little bit about the awareness about self-directed IRAs and how to use them properly. There's very little of that. And Edmund, do you know why that is? Like, just kind of bringing that point home a little bit, that seems like an awful percentage, 3% of the total. Why is that, do you think?
You know, it's interesting. I don't consider it an awful percentage, but I do think that it's a percentage that's going to grow. And again, it's because the larger financial world has, I think, hijacked the conversation. I think they've done a very good job of just making people believe that the only thing you can do in your retirement account are stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and CDs. In fact, it's not uncommon that I've had a couple of people say, well, this can't be legal. Like, you can't possibly be able to do this. And I'll take them to the IRS website and show them where they have examples that you can, you know, show them the codes and all those kinds of things. And so at any rate, it's just, you know, it's something that doesn't have the awareness it should, but I can tell you that is shifting, because one of the things that I've been doing this for a long time. I'm not going to say how long, because that's going to age me, but I'll tell you this. The conversation has shifted with people. And what used to happen in the industry was, when the stock market would crash, people would come over into self-directed IRAs in droves, right? Because they said, it's time I do something else. I'm tired of getting wiped out. Now, we've had a pretty good stock market. And you wouldn't expect people to want to get out of the stock market with it going up like it has. However, the conversation, again, has shifted. Because what happens is, people are telling me now, well, I want to self-direct because I'm up and I know it's a matter of time before the stock market takes it away again. In other words, they've been through enough cycles, they've gotten the cycle. And so it doesn't necessarily matter if the market is doing well or not doing well. People are looking for options, whether they want to get out of the market completely or they simply want to diversify away from the stock market and add some real estate or some other things to their portfolio. Self-directing, right, it gives them the opportunity to do that.
I really like what you said there, right? It's options. I get, first, to your point about your comment about it being illegal, I think that's just the awareness piece. I got an email, I think maybe a week and a half ago. I told this individual, hey, you should probably look into a self-directed IRA. His reply to me was, that's illegal, not going to do it, thanks for your help. I'm like, hey, don't tell me I told you so in 5 years, right? I think the other piece of what you're saying is right. The market, for all intents and purposes, has been a bull market for quite a while, right? It's soon going to be one of the longest that we've had. We need options. Even real estate investors, those that I talk to daily, they're saying, well, hey, when is the next correction? How do I protect myself? What can I do? Do I need to look at cash flowing property? Are there any strategies that you should be using or I should be using to help me kind of secure my position in the future? And I point them to a self-directed IRA and I say, learn about it because it's so crucial. So in the self-directed IRA world, Edwin, I'm sure they – obviously you mentioned it in both segments before this one. There are rules and regulations that we have to follow in order to be in compliance with having the right things going on in our self-directed IRA. What am I allowed to do in a self-directed IRA?
A good question. What are you allowed to do inside of a self-directed IRA? Well, there's a couple ways I'll answer that question. But the first way I'll answer it is that if you can do it outside the IRA, you can do it inside the IRA. So in other words, if you can buy and hold real estate outside of an IRA, guess what? You're permitted to buy and hold real estate inside of an IRA. If you can buy, fix, and sell a piece of real estate outside of an IRA, you can buy, fix, and sell a piece of real estate inside of an IRA. If you want to loan money on a real estate transaction and you more like the paper side of it, the investment, you can loan money from your retirement account to a real estate investor, just like you would outside the IRA. So basically, if you can do it inside, outside the IRA, you can do it inside the IRA. Now, to your point, there are some rules and restrictions, and so we just, you know, have to have a little bit of an understanding of what those are and how to proceed. I'll give you the three simple things that you can't do, though, to answer your question, because there are some things that are specifically listed that we're not allowed to invest in. The first one is beer. Okay, and people laugh when I say that, and I'm like, no, that's not a joke. It's actually in there, right? They call it alcoholic beverages.
I thought it was a joke. Beer.
Nice. Yeah. So, but here's the funny thing about that is that I tell people all the time. I say, now you can't buy beer in your retirement account, but I can show you how to buy the brewery that makes it.
There you go.
So collectibles. So alcoholic beverages falls under a larger heading called collectibles. So we can't buy collectibles inside of our retirement account. The second thing we can't do is buy life insurance inside of our retirement account. Right? Good to have. You should have it. I have it. But we just don't buy that inside of our retirement account. And then the third thing we can't do is a prohibited transaction. So in other words, there's some specific things listed in the code that says, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that. And so we just simply don't do those things. But really, it boils down to about those three things. And as long as you understand those, you're going to be fine.
Awesome. So let's say that I have a business, right? And it's my business. What you're saying is because I own the business, I can't use my IRA to fund, or I can't use my self-directed IRA to fund my own business, because that could be a prohibited transaction. But let's say if you, Edwin, you have a business and you say, you know what, I need $50,000 or I need $20,000 and I'm willing to give you a return on your money, or I'm going to give you a percentage of the business, a small portion. That's something that's acceptable because I don't necessarily have any ties to that. Am I on the right path there?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I'll tell you that private equity, it is one reason why I love this space and that I get so excited about it, because to me, self-directing solves a lot of problems in our country. First of all, by investing into businesses, real estate, right, things that work, people are able to create financial independence and financial freedom. And that's truthfully, I think, what we're all aiming for. You know, the other side of the house is that the investment community, right, it takes cash to restore a property and improve a neighborhood. You know, it takes cash, like you mentioned, to launch a business. And so private equity, funding real estate transactions, there's a lot of money in retirement accounts. In fact, you mentioned the number's over $24 trillion right now that sits in retirement accounts today. Most of that money, like you said, is parked in the stock market only because people don't know they have options. And so if you're looking for money to start a business, you know, continue funding your business, to fund a real estate transaction, the money is in the retirement account. So it presents a great opportunity to investors, entrepreneurs, and individuals trying to create a retirement.
Interesting. So we're headed to break. I do want to ask you what types of things that you see people invest in and what types of accounts can be self-directed, but that's going to have to wait until after we come back. Think Realty listeners, here's what I want you to do. Go to specializediraservices.com. Ask Edwin and his team all the questions that you need answered so you can protect and grow your wealth. Got questions for me? Go to thinkrealtyradio.com or ask me on Instagram at Avi Golhar. I'm at your service. Don't go anywhere.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Open more, close more with 5Arch. The more real estate opportunities you open, the more you close. 5Arch delivers a borrower-centric approach to lending with common sense underwriting, versatile loans, and deep relationships, enabling you to access loans faster, easier, with greater volume. At 5Arch, they understand that each deal has its own unique challenges. As a result, 5Arch delivers speed and certainty of execution every time. Go to 5Arch.com, exceeding your expectations.
Go to 5arts.com.
Are you a real estate investor who still self-manages your rental properties? Need free time to scale and grow your business while saving money? Take 30 minutes and enjoy a free gold strategy session valued at $500. Hello, I'm Linda Liberatore with SecurePay One, the landlord helper. We will help you review your property management software, streamline your redundant tasks, and automate features that will save you time and money. Go to mylandlordhelper.com/free for a free $500 strategy review session.
Need a fast, reliable decision-making tool in today's real estate landscape? RentFacts combines real estate expertise and data to deliver decision-making tools for real estate pros. Investors, lenders, or property managers, RentFacts can determine rents and reliability of income for specific neighborhoods, forecast gross and net income in seconds. Find out how RentFacts can predict and compare how demographics, economics, crime, and other location factors affect the stability of your rental with a risk score. Go to RentFactsPro.com. RentFactsPro.com.
Listen up, investors. Where can you find educational tools and videos, industry insights, lists of wholesalers, lenders, and REI groups, plus deep discounts from top national home improvement retailers? All exclusively designed for real estate investors and all in one place? ThinkRealty.com. Sign up for your free intro-level Think Realty membership today. Think time. Think wealth. Think purpose. ThinkRealty.com. It's a real estate of mind.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty listeners, I'm back. I'm your host, Avi Goldhar. My guest today is Edwin Kelly from SpecializedIRAServices.com. Now, many of you may not know this, but I'm a bit of a branding geek. Like, I like taking a look at websites and I like taking a look at these things. And Edwin mentioned that they have a free book for a very limited time. It's going to be free on their website, SpecializedIRAServices.com. The title of the book is called The Field Guide to Financial Freedom. And it's really, really cool. I would check it out. I just signed up for it. With this book, you can transform your retirement, your family legacy, your business, and your investing. And this concept of self-directed IRAs really hits home for me as a real estate investor, because for most of us, we don't really pay attention to that piece. We don't really pay attention to building the retirement account. And saving necessarily and investing for the future. We're kind of in the now, unless we're buy and hold investors, unless we're more passive investors. Then we kind of understand that, then we kind of got it going on. And I know you've had a lot of questions throughout the show here. So here are a couple things that I want you to do. One, go to thinkrealty.com. Again, thinkrealty.com. And you can have a lot of your questions answered just about general real estate investing, everything from getting started, wholesaling real estate, flipping, structuring the right capital for your real estate deal. And all the Think Realty coaches have come together to create amazing videos for you. When you register, use the code name Abhi, A-B-H-I. It's a nice little virtual pat on the back, letting everybody know that where you came from was the awesome radio show that we have for you here at Think Realty. And when you have a chance, stop by the Barnes & Noble or the majority of the 84 lumber stores and pick up the print copy of Think Realty magazine as well. Oh, yes, we have a print copy. And oh, yes, the magazine is so awesome. And yes, if you're listening, if you're questioning, if you're wondering, I do write for it. Edwin, let's keep talking about self-directed IRAs. What are some things that you see people, the majority of people that you work with, the majority of your clients, what do they generally invest in?
It's interesting because over the years, I've seen all kinds of really cool, creative investments. I've seen people invest in cell towers or buy cell towers, believe it or not. People have invested in musical instruments. I've seen investments in, you know, livestock and horses and, you know, things that people wouldn't necessarily commonly think about. But I'll say that the most common types of investment, and I'll say that there's probably the top three, and it depends on the day which one is like trade, you know, jockey thoughts for number one. But number one would be real estate. And typically you're talking about people who are buying and holding real estate, because if you think about it, right, creating wealth is pretty simple. The idea is that we want to accumulate assets that spin off a consistent, predictable, secure cash flow. And that's what enables us to step out of our business day to day or step out of the job day to day. And so that's ultimately the goal to creating wealth. And retirement accounts simply speed that process up for you. So buy and hold real estate is one of the largest investments we see held. People buy into real estate, like you mentioned, like private placements, things of those nature. So real estate, it would probably be the number one category. The second category I see is a lot of note investing. And of course, there's a lot of different ways to get into notes, from buying notes, you know, performing and non-performing, to creating a note with another investor, simply doing some private lending. And one of the great things, and I'll tell you that notes are one of my favorite investments inside of a self-directed retirement account, because it's passive, it's hands-off, right? It's very little time and effort for the IRA owner or the client. So as long as they know how to evaluate those types of opportunities and work with the right folks, notes can be a terrific investment. I think that's why it's second on the list. And the third thing that we see more and more of are a lot of private equity deals. So a lot of companies out there are waking up and looking for sources of capital that are favorable. And so they're turning to individual investors, and particularly with the, you know, crowdsourcing and the advent of the Jobs Act. Right, that's opened up a lot of conversation about things that can be done, and so private equity, I'd say, you know, is a third category that we see a lot of folks investing in.
Interesting, and I tend to agree with you about the real estate piece too, the notes and the private lending and equity. These are things that I'm doing right now in my self-directed IRA, and quite frankly, I'm having a blast doing it, especially the real estate piece. Do you have some examples or any case studies of folks or clients that you've worked with who are really capitalizing on this strategy right now?
Yeah. So let me leave you, I'll give you one. We could talk case studies all day, but let me give you one, because I think it illustrates the power of what you can do with a self-directed retirement account and real estate when you combine those two things. So I met a gentleman, and his name is Gary. Back, I want to say it was 2004, and he was 53 years old at the time, right? Attorney with a mortgage, a couple of car payments, kids, you know, regular walk of life. And what he decided to do was, he said, you know, he woke up at 53, he came to an event that I was participating in, and he said, you know what? I don't have any retirement account set up. I don't want to work the rest of my life. Like, I need to do something. So he set up a self-directed Roth account. And in that first year, he made a $4,000 contribution because that's all he was able to do. And he says, well, okay, now what do I do? So, you know, what Gary ultimately decided to do with his account was he said, you know, my goal is to create a stream of income that's highly predictable that I can rely on so I don't have to work. So he starts, so he says, I'll buy and hold real estate, right? That's what I'll invest in. Now, the only challenge is you got $4,000 in your retirement account. So how do you do that?
Yeah.
So it turns out, right, that one of the things that is actually allowed in the account, and I call this a legal back door to the contribution limit, is that if you don't have enough money in your account to do the deal, you can actually borrow money in your retirement account. And so that's what he opted to do. In fact, what he ended up doing was talking to other people who had retirement accounts to lend money to his retirement account to buy the real estate. They got a note, a mortgage secured in first position by that piece of real estate. He got to own the real estate in his Roth IRA. And so he started acquiring this portfolio. So fast forward, 2015, wow, the first quarter, Gary was able to distribute to himself $7,000 a month. Now, the interesting thing about that's, by the way, 100% tax-free because it's coming from his Roth accounts. No income tax, no capital gains tax, no tax. And the interesting thing about it is that every single month, Gary gets a pay raise. And so, and the reason why that is because he doesn't take any income from a property until that property is fully paid off. Once it's paid off, then he'll distribute that cash flow to himself. So every month a property's paying off, because he's been doing this for a while now, about, you know, whatever that is, 10 years or I guess a little longer at this point. But every month he gets a pay raise. So fast forward to 2018 now, right? I don't know what Gary will choose to do, but if he chose to, he could distribute to himself up to $40,000, 100% tax-free, every single month.
Wow.
Because it's a simple strategy, you know. Set up an account, fire the IRS, fire Uncle Sam from the deals, buy and hold. If you don't have the cash, go out, you know, and borrow it. And, you know, and don't worry about the current cash. That's the great thing about retirement accounts, is that you're doing this for future income. You're not generally doing it for an income today. So you've got time to acquire assets and get them to a point where they spend off a lot of cash flow. That's why the strategy works so well.
Awesome. And Edwin, we need to have you back on the show because there's so much more to talk about with self-directed IRAs. But I love that you share that case study, because that's only a testament to what you can do if you use a self-directed IRA properly. Edwin, thanks for coming on the show. I certainly appreciate it. What's the best way that folks can reach you again?
So the best way to reach us is to go out to our website, specializediraservices.com. Our 800 number is on the website, as well as the offer for that book. You can get it for free right now. And give us a call.
Awesome. And that book is called The Field Guide to Financial Freedom. Be sure to check it out on his website. And Think Realty listeners, if you have questions for me, you know how to do it. Go to thinkrealty.com. And I'm always on Instagram, always answering questions related to real estate investing. What makes a good deal? The elements, the components of a really good multifamily deal, and doing so in a video format. Want to test me? Find me on Instagram, ask me a question, and you'll get a video response. Until next time, happy hunting.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind. Online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Biz Talk Radio,